It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
This is Pete Fopiano here sitting in for Steve Jackson. It's the Drive Brouhaha presented by Willoughby's. We have Mark Carpenter.
How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Very Linda? Good.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. And not only will we be talking about, I see several bottles here of brews that I think we'll be discussing.
Kind of normal here on a Thursday.
Just kind of normal, yeah. But also, Hurley, you're going to share some of your thoughts because you went to China, and I'm interested to hear that. Mark, lead us off.
I have one little bit of beer news that I thought's pretty interesting. Because of the fires up in Northern California, Sierra Nevada started a program of inviting breweries to make a beer. They sent out a recipe, and they'll help supply the stuff. And they've tried to organize breweries to make this beer, and then the profits will go to the victims of the fire. And I'm sure they got that idea. I know they did from what went on here in Sonoma County. The Sonoma County Brewers did events. Well, there's over 1,000 breweries have signed up.
All over the world.
That's over fantastic. 1,000 breweries. Unbelievable.
It's amazing. We had Ken Grossman, the founder of Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, on the show last week while I was in China. Mm-hmm. I think you guys interviewed him right about this. But he had, 65 people from his brewery lost their homes?
Yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it's pretty
Pete pretty was the amazing. Host when we had Ken here in the studio.
That's right.
Yes, that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's true.
Seems like it, huh?
So I thought that's really amazing that you got 1,000 breweries doing this. But we're
1,000 breweries worldwide. Commendations. You know, my hat is off to every single one of you who did that.
Who are doing that. I always say that beer could bring world peace, and I said that in China while I was there as well, because I think I really do believe it. And actually, ironically, while I was in Shanghai, the air there was better than the air here in Sonoma County. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I was all worried about how my lungs would do in China.
The rest of us broke out the N95 masks for a while.
Yeah. It was actually all over the news in China as well, which is a state-owned. Yeah,
their air was finally cleaner than somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people in China also have family, in California as well. So every single day they had I couldn't understand it, but I saw, the pictures, and like they were like doing interviews with like sheriffs and things that we're talking about the fires here. So it was actually kind of interesting that in Shanghai, on a state-run television, broadcast, I could see what was going on in California. It was wild. Yeah, but I actually brought a beer from China.
I see you poured a beer from China. Now, unfortunately, all the writing on the bottle is in Chinese, and I don't read Chinese, so you're going to have to interpret this for me.
Well, I had the pleasure of, I don't know why this is taller today than usual, but I had the pleasure of getting asked to co-host the first Chinese the first China Brewers Association Awards, and they were held in Shanghai, and it was like all the big breweries were like the big sponsors. So Snow Brewery, which is a Chinese brewery, and it's actually a government brewery as well, it is the largest brewery in the world. Who would have thought that a Chinese brewery was going to be the biggest brewery in the world? But it is. Hmm. Yeah, so they were the major sponsor of this, and AB InBev, we introduced their president of all of Asia. He was in charge of all of Asia. And the guy who was in charge of they all have really long titles, and they're very into titles in China. And he was in charge of all alcoholic beverages for China, which includes baijiu, which is a type of Chinese rice liquor that is like Everclear. It was pretty brutal. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but this beer is not. This is actually by a craft brewery, what they called a microbrewery, still in China. So when I co-hosted the awards, they came up and gifted me some afterwards.
It does say craft beer in English on the front, and it says strong ale in the back.
Yeah,
and it's a great beer. It's got some roasty malts in it, and it's got some great flavor to it.
They're not getting like super new hops, as you can kind of tell in the taste. but they're working on that. They're actually starting to grow olives. I actually hosted the Olive Oil Summit. I was a moderator for that and got to do like an Iron Chef style, kind of like, you know, going around to these top chefs and trying to go, oh, what is that you're putting there? Oh, jellyfish? Okay, what are you going to do with that? You know, and so that was pretty interesting. But yeah, the microbreweries are getting really into what they're doing. Hey, and so they gave me this. And then I also brought a beer from Poland because I left for Poland like the 5th. Came back the 10th, sick as a dog, on 3 flights coming back from Poland, and then the next day got on a plane to Shanghai, and then luckily the air was actually not too bad while I was there. But, yeah, so what do you think of this beer, Mark?
It's good. As I said, it's got a nice malty flavor to it, and it's got it's not black, but it's got some dark color. Mm-hmm. And it's a tasty craft beer. You know, I know I've read about a lot of Westerners of starting craft brewers in China. Is this one of them, or is this guy?
Yeah, these guys are actually Chinese, but quite a few of the brewers that were winning awards that we were introducing, there was one guy who was from Santa Barbara, California, and he's actually brewing for them. So they're getting – and there were some Belgian guys there and German. So they are bringing in, like experienced brewers from other countries – to come and brew for them and, you know, help them get things, you know, going there in like more the microbreweries. And he was like really excited to see, he was like, I couldn't believe it when I heard you were from Santa Rosa, California. He's like, yeah, it was pretty cool.
And there's, I mean, it's a financial opportunity for these Westerners opening breweries. They're quite popular,
huge.
I understand. Yeah.
Huge. So China's the number one consumer of red wine in the world. So they were really excited. I brought some California Pinot, some Russian River Pinot, of course. And but beer, they've always drank a lot. They drink a lot. Oh, my gosh. They like lighter beers. Most of their beers are very light lagers. So there was, like, this table in front of us so that hat was, like, done in red because red's a prestigious color. And this was, like, for the bigwigs that were there. And, like every time somebody won an award, they would yell, Gambay! And then they would, and if you say Gambé, which is their cheers, it means bottoms up, and you have to drink
whole
glass of whatever's in your glass. You polish off the whole thing, and they were just like every award, Gambé, Gambé. No,
that's going to be a fun meeting after about an hour and a half.
I was cracking up. So they've invited me to come back next year because I made sure I did a group toast to everybody, and I also said about that I think beer could bring world peace, and they all did a gambé with me, and I finished it, and they asked me if I'd come back next year. So I would highly recommend Shanghai. Some of the best food I've ever had in my life, and I've been to a lot of we went to some Michelin starred restaurants there as well, but even just a lot of the ladies that invited me own a gastronomy school there, like a culinary school, and there was a competition between 1,000 chefs, young chefs in China, that was happening. That I was playing like this
in Shanghai. While
I was there, I was part of this moderator for this. The English speaking moderator was amazing, but the food was incredible, and they treated me like royalty. I mean, I always get treated pretty well, you know, beer stuff. We're lucky, but in China, they were so welcoming. It was very interesting, though, because even though everything – so a lot of things are state-run. You know, I could talk about our politics and our president, and they were, like, amazed that I could, like, actually even talk about things because they can't really talk about it there.
Yeah.
Everything is censored. You can't get on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or Google. I could from my phone through cellular, but you can't on Wi-Fi. It's blocked. If you try to go onto it, if you click on a link and like somebody sends you an email from work or whatever, and it has any Google or YouTube link or anything, you can't. It completely blocks it.
Do they ask you a lot about what's going on outside of China?
They do, and I don't know. You know, it seems like they were being very careful. When they talked about like American politics, you know, there's a lot of money in Shanghai. I mean, it's there was everywhere we looked was Teslas and Audis and Maseratis.
No kidding.
Oh my God, everywhere. These their malls that they called a mall were full of like Prada, a Tesla store, you know, like just and Michelin restaurants in these huge luxury malls. And unfortunately, they're tearing down a lot of the old buildings, like really cool old buildings, to put these things up. But I'm telling you, Shanghai is light years ahead of us, or in China, but especially Shanghai, in terms of money, technology, ambition. It was beyond eye-opening. It makes New York and San Francisco look like the Dark Ages compared when you're at a crosswalk and there's cameras and there's screens showing everything around you. Which has its kind of pros and cons, of course.
Yeah.
But the technology was pretty amazing. But I'll tell you, it's very clean, it's very friendly, it's absolutely beautiful, and it's the best food city I've ever been to, hands down.
Amazing! I'd love to go there. I've never been to China.
The Polish beer likes you, Mark.
Yeah.
I also brought a Polish Gradzicki. Beer, and I put a link to a video translated into English on the Brouhaha Facebook page. And this is a traditional beer that here, I have an empty glass here.
I can get some.
So the Gradzicki beer is like one of the true Polish origin beers. It's even got like they revived some hops. So during the World War II, there were still some breweries left. I know you were just in Poland, too, Mark, in September. So there were still some breweries left. And then when the Soviets came in, they actually closed a lot of the mom-and-pop kind of breweries. And what big breweries there were became state-owned breweries. And then – so this brewery was revived about 20 years ago. And this is Gradzicki E. Gradzicki. It means Gradzicki from the town of Gradzicki. So Piwo Gradzicki is Piwo means
is
beer.
Is a style of beer?
Yeah, but there's somebody that actually owns that name, but they can't. So they didn't want to get any legal stuff. So, but Gradzicki is now a recognized style. Did you have some when you were in Poland?
I didn't, and I just took a taste in it. It's smoky. It's made with smoky malt.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very smoky.
Yeah, it's interesting because they have to smoke it themselves. So traditionally it was smoked on oak, and then they were going to buy a smoked malt and then re-smoke it from, I won't say the name of the malt company, but it's a big malt company.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't want you messing with our technology. So now they're smoking the malt themselves. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is very much like the beers of Bomberg.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a very light, very pale.
Like rock beer.
Pilsner with a smoky taste. Very unusual.
This is Pete Fappiano sitting in for Steve Jackson. And this is the Drive Brouhaha, presented by Hop Monk Tavern. We got a few minutes left. So, Mark and Herlinda, I'm going to have you make a few comments here, not just about the beers, but about your trips. And take it away.
Well, I've got one. Herlinda says that the beer will bring peace to the world. You know, there's demonstration of that. You know, mm-hmm. Gay LeBaron just brought it up in last Sunday's paper, the famous story about Washoe House during the Civil War.
Yeah.
There was a group from Petaluma that was going to march up to Santa Rosa and get in a fight with the people up here because they were on – one was south, one was north.
Really?
And, mm-hmm. and they were – so they were marching up from Petaluma, and they got to the Washoe House, and they decided to stop for a few beers. And they never left the Washoe House. Next morning, they woke up and went home. So there's real proof.
There's probably one of their dollars on the roof.
Those deep
there.
Political divisions just melted right away.
That's it.
Yeah.
But this is a great Polish beer here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They make really, really good beers in Poland, but they have such a long history because they were Prussia and Austria and, you know, all those great beer nations all put together. It's only been Poland for about 100 years or so. Not even that. Yeah. Actually, not, like 1910 or so. And then
the border has moved around a lot.
Yeah, you know, they've been through a lot in Poland. But you know what? They are some of the – aren't they some of the nicest people you've ever met?
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're quite independent and do try to protect their borders.
Yeah.
But they are very open and friendly, mm-hmm. very – clean country.
Yes.
Very inexpensive for traveling.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Inexpensive.
Food's good.
The food's good. The history's amazing. But I would... We need to go somewhere, Mark, together. They want you to come to Poland next year and speak with me.
Well,
so.
Stay after me. Maybe so. Maybe.
I'm going to keep on you. But, do you guys have any questions also about China? I mean, I know that once you get outside of Shanghai, you know, it definitely gets more rural. I did go an hour outside of Shanghai to a town called Shijiazhuo. And it's
that's great pronunciation.
They said I was really good at that. And it's a old water town, like with the junks and everything, the giant like Buddhist temples from like the 1700s. It was the town itself was from the 1500s, and people were making dumplings in booths on the side, and it was like you were like walking through an ancient Chinese postcard. And then as you come back into Shanghai, there's people live in apartment buildings that are 100 stories high. And all these apartment buildings, because there's so many people.
Huge most, apartment blocks, I
yeah,
see.
Yeah. It's the most populated city in the world. There's 25 million people there. It's
amazing.
In one city. Hmm. It was crazy. But you didn't feel it because it's a big city. I mean, I was a little afraid that it was going to be filled.
Where
squishy.
Were you staying when you were there?
The first few days I stayed at the Wyndham, which was pretty nice. They put me up at, and then I stayed with my friend after that in her middle class neighborhood and got to see what it was really like. Saw my first squat toilet at the salon. it was a very nice salon, and you go to a regular neighborhood, that's what it, you know.
And what about
like.
The size of their apartments?
It was it was bigger than most of the two bedroom apartments around here.
Really?
And it was about the same price. But you know what? They're in compounds. They all have gates, so you pay. It has security. It has like a park. They had a little mini mart. They had a dry cleaners, and they all had these compounds. And it's interesting.
And it's fascinating. I mean, I've talked to people who've been to China, and every single one of them says it's well worth seeing. I have not been there, but one of these days I'll get there.
It's very unique. I would tell everybody, get out of your comfort zone and, go drink a beer someplace else.
Well, Mark, Herlinda, thank you for coming in, sharing your thoughts, sharing the brew. And we're almost out of time. This is Pete Fopiano here, substituting for Steve Jackson on The Drive. I want to say thank you to all of my guests for either coming in or calling in. Thank you to all those of you who are listening in. If you are driving right now, please drive safe.
Oh, yeah.
The roads are slick. Take care. And we wish Steve all the best for him to come back. I've had a blast doing it. It's been great fun. I hope you've had half as much fun at least as me doing it, just listening in to us. So anyway, this is Pete Fopiano signing off saying take care. It's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Cheers.